it's difficult to prove those cases. So it's unusual for people to be released or even have their conviction set aside on that type of an issue.
With the case about Willie Green, what do you know about it?
Basically just what I read in the paper this morning. But I can tell from the information in the article basically, you know, what happened in his case just because of my familiarity with the process.
When there's an eyewitness that comes back and says, you know, no, I didn't, you know, I didn't testify accurately, I lied, how strong of a case is that then for the wrongly convicted?
Unfortunately, in most situations, that's not enough. If a single witness who was even an important eyewitness recants their prior testimony, that in and of itself is usually not enough to have a court set aside a conviction.
Do you think the reliance of eyewitnesses is a problem in the judicial system, or how big of an issue is that?
It's a huge problem. Eyewitness identification testimony is the most unreliable testimony that is presented in court on a regular basis. Eyewitnesses, while they, for the most part, are attempting to testify truthfully, can be influenced in lots of ways as a result of the investigation. And they can just be flat out wrong. They are making an identification in usually a highly stressful situation that they don't anticipate. And as a result of that stress and the situation that they're in as an uninvolved third-party eyewitness, what they think they see is often, you know, not, in fact, what happened.
Professor Brennan, thank you.
Sure.